Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. Welcome to our Cryptoeconomy Quick Read and a Half, hitting lap number 5. Again, this is on the blockstream.com blog, and it's titled Streamlined Nanopos Lap Offers Point-of-Sale Simplicity. I don't know if that's Nanopos or NanoPOS, but I prefer fewer syllables. So, let's go ahead and jump into it. Blockstream's Lightning Charge Micropayment Processing System allows web developers to easily create Lightning apps, or LAPs, that accept Lightning Network payments. We've since released several different LAPs built with Lightning Charge, the first of which was the WooCommerce Lightning Gateway, a general web commerce solution for Lightning payments. The WooCommerce Lightning Gateway is a great LAP for complex e-commerce situations, such as our Blockstream store. However, vendors will sometimes want a simpler solution for accepting Lightning payments without the need for WooCommerce features like stock management and order tracking. More notably, they may want a solution that was built to accept those payments in person. These are the strengths of Blockstream's fifth new LAP, a point-of-sale application called Nanopos. Nanopos is a streamlined point-of-sale system intended for businesses with fixed-price items, such as coffee shops and falafel stands. Vendors create entries for their items in a config file, which consumers will then see listed on a simple graphical screen. The buyers choose their items and receive a QR code, which they can use to make a payment to the vendor's Lightning Charge server. We've already heard that the Tel Aviv Bitcoin Embassy is considering using Nanopos to sell items like snacks and t-shirts, while we ourselves have been appreciating its simplicity as a possible sale mechanism at trade shows. Through its ease of use, Nanopos shows the future of the Lightning Network as a mechanism for everyday commerce. We invite you to give Nanopos a try. Use it to experiment with combining C-Lightning and Lightning Charge on testnet to collect micropayments for content or services in preparation for the C-Lightning beta release. Or test drive it to get a feel for how to use Lightning Charge. All you need to get started is a testnet node, a Lightning Charge server, and the Nanopos lab. Of course, in that they link to each of those things, and again, this is another one of the LAPs by @Shesek, and that's a Nadav Ivki, the developer, and this is really exciting stuff. I didn't even think about the fact that I've been trying to guess in my head what these LAPs are going to be, and I had most of them up until now, but I don't know why I didn't think about a point-of-sale system. Obviously, that would be the goal. That's the whole point. That's part of the whole point of Lightning. But either way, this is really exciting. We got two more left for the week, number 6 and 7, right around the corner. So keep an ear out, and I will keep the podcast updated. That'll be it for this one, though. Thanks again for listening to the Cryptoeconomy Podcast. Don't forget to follow me and subscribe on iTunes, and I'll catch you guys later.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.